Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of the Thought Police podcast with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. Now, Kevin, it's good to be back from my trip to America.
Good to have you.
I have to say, my whole trip was dogged by people fucking complaining about the last two podcasts where they couldn't fucking hear you at all, although some people said that was better. But they also said, can you tell them to stop eating fucking sandwiches? So I'm pleased to see that you haven't...
I'm pleased to see you haven't got your sandwich, right?
Getting one out. Now, also, the sandwich, because I haven't really seen you since we did our trip to Newcastle and World's End, which was quite successful, I have to say.
Oh, really?
Quite exciting. And I have to say thank you to everybody for coming. And we will be doing more of them. And it was great fun. But people were pretty fucking shocked by your revelation about the old tomato and peanut butter sandwich.
Your fucking revelation, not mine.
Well, yeah, but you fucking ate it.
I don't know much about it.
But you fucking ate it. Some people have come up with all kinds of other horrible sandwiches. But anyway, over in the States, people were moaning and groaning. So we're hoping that the sound has now been fixed. We've been assured by those technical people that look after us that they have been fixed. But, of course, we're getting the fucking blame. It's not our fault.
It's not our fucking fault. And anyway... even though I admit it always sounded like either it was your turn, you sounded like you're in a dustbin, or it was my turn. So last couple of weeks, it's been my turn, and it's to do with one or the other of the microphones not working.
Yeah, or not being switched the right way round or something.
I mean, all these fucking people moaning. Go fuck yourself. You can fucking hear what we're saying. Fucking babies.
I mean, listen. Yeah, there are some people going, I can't listen to him eating anymore.
Fucking deal with
it. I mean, it is a fairly fucking objectionable podcast in the first place.
Yeah, we're not here to fucking keep you like.
I mean, you see, finally, O'Sullivan has jumped the fucking shark. Fuck off, all the rest of you.
Everyone in the world, fuck off.
Yeah, I've got a couple of messages that we should read out, because we haven't done these for a while, and I think I told you that people were moaning that we weren't giving the shit messages out anymore, so let me give you...
Call my dad a cunt.
Yeah, all of that, yeah, so there's a couple of those to come. I just have to find them here, but... So while I was away, there was all kinds of storms going on, right?
Oh, yeah, you missed Storm Eunice.
Well, when you say I missed it, I didn't actually miss it, because when I got back to Sussex at the weekend Monday morning, fucking hell, half the trees in the garden are gone. Well, they're gone. Suddenly there's a great big fucking view of the field I didn't know I had.
No, I know. It was fucking amazing. 122 miles an hour at one point down in the Isle of Wight. And right here at Talk Radio Towers, you know, just outside the main doors of this building, this skyscraper, some kind of wind tunnel anyway, so at the best of times you get wind.
Yeah.
And I know that in a previous storm, you filled...
Yes. I saw that you'd relentlessly copied
my fucking idea. All right. It was the boss. In the absence of you. And, of course, it was more difficult for me to stay rooted than it
right.
had been for you.
And then you got slagged off for it because they said it was all staged,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm cunt saying... the storm denier saying you're making it up.
Yeah, right. Somebody's got a huge wind machine.
Somebody said it was a government conspiracy. I mean, there are so many fucking insane people out there. All these cunts who think Charles Schwab or whatever his name is.
Charles
the Great
Schwab.
Reset.
Oh, I know. I had a bit of that today.
Have you heard him? He sounds like a fucking...
Well, I said that today. I said, look, he's a fucking, you know, insane old git. I wouldn't worry too much about him. Well, but he said he's put Justin Trudeau in place. Yeah, well, he might have said that. There's a bloke down the road that says that. But, you know, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, somebody said to me on Twitter, said, well, how can you say he's not a threat when he has boasted of having his fingers into every pie in every government? I said, yeah, operative word, boasting.
Yeah, right.
He's not only bald, ugly,
right,
and fucking stupid. He's a boaster.
Yeah.
He's a cunt.
I mean,
he's not worth a fucking.
He goes around getting his picture taken with loads of world leaders. Great. Excellent.
This bit will like, get us in a load of shit.
Bit like Greta
this
Thunberg.
Will get us in a load of shit.
Well, we're used to a load of shit, you know? A bit like Greta Thunberg. Oh, yeah, she's really important. She's got the ear of every leader of the world.
I just want to say to everybody who's listening to this podcast, if you don't like the opinions we're expressing right now, we have others.
Yeah, we have loads of others.
We can give you other opinions, anything you want.
Okay, I found these messages, right?
Some storms. Storm, you know what I was thinking? Storm Eunice. Right. I used to, when I was a kid, I think she died when I was about three.
Eunice, yeah.
I used to have an auntie Eunice.
Yeah, I didn't have any auntie Eunice.
Like fucking when
1890.
Victoria was alive.
Yeah.
And then you have Storm Gladys.
Yeah.
Storm Herman.
Herman?
You know, Storm Cedric. Storm Algernon.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fucking hell is naming these storms?
Also, have you noticed that they name storms in this country? People said to me, oh, yeah, but they name them in America. Well, no, they name hurricanes in America. They don't name fucking storms. Yeah. A storm does not get a name. I'll tell you what was fucking amazing, though, when I was there. I was driving in a car one day. I'd taken the kids up to this go-karting centre, which was up sort of somewhere in the middle of Connecticut.
Right.
And as we were driving back, my phone started going, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was a weather warning somehow issued by the Connecticut Weather Service,
okay,
right? In the car saying at 4:15, there will be a very heavy snowfall. You should avoid the roads at that time. And I thought, well, that's a bit specific, right? Anyway, got home just before that.
Right.
Decided to go back out to get some food. And literally on the fucking button of 4:15... As we drove, because when it came in, the sky was blue and the sun was shining, right? As we drove out, you know where my sister lives? She's on one of those coastal towns on the Long Island Sound.
Yeah.
You could see this fucking weather system just moving in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And without a question, within 30 seconds, it was on top of the car, dumped about probably about 3 to 4 inches of snow on the street. And it was bang on the money. It lasted 5 minutes, and then the blue sky came back.
I watched a lot of American golf, a hobby that I picked up when I lived over there, so you can still watch all the tournaments here.
Yeah.
And these weather forecasts, they'll suddenly go, and the fucking game's over.
Right.
What are you ending it now for? They go, in 10 minutes, a lightning storm arriving. Every time.
It always does.
Bang on.
I mean, they say here that we're not any good at forecasting weather because we live on an island, right?
Yeah.
No, it's because we're shit at
we're
it.
Cunts.
Right, we are. And the Met Office, the Met Office for the longest time was part. Did you know? I didn't know this until relatively recently. Was part of the Department of Defense. It was Ministry of Defense fucking organization.
Is that right?
So it was full of civil servants, busy writing. I support Black Lives Matter on the end of their emails. Fucking twats.
Yeah.
You know, welcome.
Applying for the 700 diversity officer jobs.
Oh, my God. I saw that thing about the net zero coordinators in the NHS. Did you see that the other day? £49,000 for an assistant net zero coordinator.
£53,000 for a diversity matron.
I mean, give me a fucking
what
break.
What happened to bed sores?
Yeah,
now
well.
It's diversity matron.
Well, you're good luck getting into fucking bed in the NHS. How about...
I listened to your show this morning, and you had a guest on, and she was a good guest talking about travel and everything, and she said that she sort of put you straight and said, no, we've always named storms. That is just not
It's not true, is it?
True. I refer
I remember her, I remember when we didn't name them.
I refer her to the storm of 1987, which in the fullness of time they started calling the Great Storm.
Oh, yeah.
It did not
that was the one that Michael Fish didn't predict,
yeah,
right?
It did not have a fucking name. It was the worst storm of the century.
Yes, right. Because I remember, right? I was,
we didn't use the name.
Believe it or not, I was on my honeymoon, right? In the south, we started off in the south of France, ended up coming up through the centre of town.
Yeah.
And do you ever remember that guy, Dudley Freeman?
Yeah.
Dudley Freeman,
the
Clips King, right? Yeah. Who had the cutting service and several Polish handmaidens in Waterside Plaza in New York. And he used to shag them all, and his wife was French, and she didn't care, right? So he moved. He sold up his house in Connecticut, bought a fucking manoir in the middle of France, somewhere near Poitiers.
Yeah.
So we stopped there, and he's like, "Oh, great to see you." He said, "We've got a wing for you, right?" So he gave us a fucking wing. He had his own chapel. I think he sold his place in Connecticut for like $300,000. Bought this fucking manoir, swimming pool. It's amazing, fucking tremendous. Yeah. We then ended up up at Calais, where we discovered that the old hovercraft. I'd always wanted to go on a hovercraft. I said, it's my honeymoon. I want to go on a hovercraft.
Right.
Hovercraft wasn't running because the sea was too rough. So we had to go on a regular ferry. And I'll never forget, because in those days, you know, there was no social media. There was no Twitter. We didn't really watch any TV in all the places we went. So when I saw that there was a fucking upturned ferry in Dover Harbour, which had been, you know, capsized. Yeah. I was going, fuck's sake, what's going on here? And then we had to take a train from Dover up to London to have another party. And everywhere we went, there was just trees down. Seven Oaks had become Four Oaks or whatever it was.
One oak.
They lost six of them. Yeah.
Fucking oak.
So, I mean, that was an incredible fucking storm. And Michael Fish, for those of you who don't remember, was the weatherman on the BBC, who famously...
said, there's a lot of talk about a hurricane. Dismiss it. Right. Don't pay any attention. It's all nonsense.
It's not happening.
He was kind of wrong.
And you're quite right to say that that was never named. And nothing was ever... No, this has only really been the case, I would say, for the last two or three years, isn't it?
I think it's goes back a bit further than there. We inherited it from America.
Yeah.
But it's only 10, 20 years old. We haven't been doing it for that long. I mean, talking of storms, I remember I was on the Sun many years ago, and they were called roll-on, roll-left.
Yes, I remember those.
And all the cars used to drive on and then drive off.
Yeah.
And they get fucking thousands of cars and lorries and things on it. And they were going to Zeebrugge. And what they used to do, these ferries, was they would lower the drawbridge before they hit the dock. So they were ready
for speed,
So they would roll in with the thing down. Anyway, it was a stormy night stormy morning, whatever it was in Zeebrugge. And fucking ocean just like poured in.
Yeah, somebody forgets to shut a door or something.
Well, no, they by definition, they lowered the drawbridges every time to let the... So as they came into the harbour, the drawbridge was always down, as it were. You know, the thing.
So it just filled up.
So it just the water.
Yeah, I remember that.
Filled in and it capsized.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was on the Sun then, and there was this sort of like very gloomy atmosphere in the office because the editor was going around. So it was a fucking good story, you know, fucking massive shipwreck at Zeebrugge. He said, yeah. He said, there's about fucking, there's about 10,000 Sun readers on it. They've won a competition.
Oh, God.
To go to Zeebrugge. Loads of people died. And so you could go...
It was an awful disaster.
Yeah, so you could go to Zeebrugge for a pound.
Right.
So someone came up with the idea for the splash headline, which was drown for a pound.
Yes. But
that one didn't make the presses.
It didn't make the presses. It's always dangerous that when you start doing shit like that and putting it on a page because...
No, I don't think they put it on a page. That was just a joke.
No, but I remember when a mate of mine who used to work at the Daily Mirror was a sub and put the strap across the top of the page, which was Daily Mirror Best for Sport. And he put Best for Cock-Ups and it went in the fucking paper. They printed it.
Proving his statement to be true.
I mean, it is one of those things. I remember when I was working at the Express and I was on the back bench running the sort of production side of things, and Nick Lloyd decided he wanted to do yet another redesign of the paper, so that would involve making sure that not only the top paragraph was in bold, but the second paragraph was in italics or some bullshit. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, of course, the one day that he asked for it to be done, it didn't happen at all. And he came in a sort of slight state of high dudgeon to me the next day. He said, why did this not fucking... I said, I can't explain it, Nick. I said, I told everybody to do it. They didn't fucking do it. He said, well, can you fucking make sure they do it this time, tonight? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And of course, it didn't fucking happen again. And he became convinced that it was some conspiracy. I was just not doing it. But, you know, these things just go wrong. Things just go wrong.
It's quite easy to work on Fleet Street. You just have to know one thing. Do what the fucking editor says.
If the editor asks for something, do it,
I know why it didn't happen. It's because some cunt way down the fucking ladder decided it was a bad idea.
Mm.
You always get these fuckwits.
And they always know better.
Well, the editor wants to do this, but I think it's a shit idea. Don't bother doing
it. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
And then they wonder why next week they get fucking fired.
Exactly right.
Just do what he says. Invariably, editors are wrong.
Right.
But you have to do what they
say. Also, they change their minds every 5 minutes. So, I mean, if you do it today... Tomorrow they'll want to, you just go up to them and say, actually, I don't think it works. And then they'll go, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, that's
you
right. Yesterday,
they have no conviction. Yeah. Yesterday was like, this has to happen.
If it doesn't happen. Next day, that's bollocks.
Yeah. Now, let me read you this out. Luke Payne is this man's name. He says, my fiance's birthday is the 6th of March. Maybe you could tell her a happy birthday from me and call me a complete cunt. His name's Luke Payne.
Luke, you're a complete cunt.
And Damon says, my missus wants you to call me a no good lazy cunt if possible. It's very polite, isn't it? If possible.
That'd be very easy.
Yes.
You're no good lazy cunt.
Yeah, if possible, Damon. Thank you very much indeed.
It's very possible.
Now, let's talk about the World War III, because, of course, I come back from America to find that not only has COVID disappeared altogether and nobody talks about it anymore, but we're apparently on the brink of war with Russia. I don't believe that for a fucking second, do you?
Well, I'll tell you this. This is what we've got to steel ourselves for. What happens after the sanctions that Putin doesn't give a shit about.
Yes.
Doesn't give a fuck about these sanctions. What's his Lavrov, their defense secretary, said last week while you were away. We don't give a shit about your sanctions. That was his very words. He's going to carry on. He won't fucking do. He won't be bothered by the sanctions at all. So what do we do next? This is the fucking mood music that preceded the Second World War.
But you see, people are saying that, and I don't really get that, because first of all this talk of Vladimir Putin being a nutcase, he's not Adolf Hitler, is he?
Well, he's on a mission now. The point is, this is what could happen. We're going to have to let him keep Donetsk and Luhansk, or whatever it's called.
Why do we care, by the way?
Well, because we made a stand. We put ourselves in a position. Yeah, yeah,
but I mean, the only thing I know about Donetsk is that they've got a football team called Shakhtar Donetsk. A couple of people that I remember playing for Chelsea used to play for them, I think, didn't they?
Well, I suppose, on the international stage, you can't allow countries to go around saying, right, that fucking great piece of another country is now ours. It's independent.
Well, it did used to be theirs, though.
Yeah, well, that's not the fucking point, is it?
Isn't it?
You can't allow countries to do that.
Right. But they did it in Georgia, didn't they? They let them fucking do it then.
Yeah.
That was okay.
That's what might happen this time, if you're lucky.
Well, yeah, but if that happens this time...
Well, say, look, I'll tell you what, Vlad. You keep those two disputed regions.
Yeah.
Or, you call them independent and you actually run them yourself.
Yeah.
And leave it at that and we'll call it a day.
Right. And we'll keep giving you loads of money so that we can keep taking your gas.
Yeah, well, exactly. We need his fucking gas.
Mm.
Fucking Germany, so far, because it's so in hoc to Russian gas, its entire energy policy is based around Russian gas. Guess what it's done? So, first of all, it banned the West from flying over German airspace to take supplies and troops to Ukraine, in order to stay friendly with Russia.
Right.
And guess what? It's donated to Ukraine in its hour of need.
Nothing.
300 helmets.
Actual helmets or just German people?
Yeah. Now, of course, because of international pressure, it's had to fucking cancel this Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So it's shot itself in its
But head. Even they don't want to cancel it. They just want to put it on hold. The Americans want to cancel it. It doesn't mean a fucking thing to them. Do you know what? The whole time I was in America, not one person talked to me about Ukraine. Not one.
Yeah, well, that's fucking Americans.
Yeah, because they don't fucking care. But they don't care.
Yeah, well, they will when fucking Biden gets humiliated on the world stage.
Well, he's already been humiliated on the world stage. He was humiliated again last night, or whenever it was. It was last night, wasn't it, when he made his speech? Yeah. Because he doesn't sound like he knows what he's doing. He sounds like a completely stupid old fool.
Yeah.
Well,
he's useless. And it's him and Johnson and all the clarion callers of the West. He keeps saying, yeah, you wait, the mother of all sanctions. We won't let him get away with this. Well, the point is, as that rhetoric escalates, is where does it end?
Right.
Putin might decide, well, all they've done is sanctions. Right, I'll carry on.
Right.
So if he carries on rolling the tanks towards Kiev, then what do we do?
Yeah, yeah.
Then what do
we do? That's my point. Exactly why are we doing anything? Because in the end... you can, because we do it all the time. We let loads. We pulled out of Afghanistan, knowing what was going to happen to the innocent people there.
But that was to allow Afghanistan to be taken over by Afghanis.
By the Taliban.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who were going to hang people from lampposts?
Yeah, but then that's not the fucking.
So that's okay.
It's not the same as a sovereign nation invading another sovereign.
Yeah, but
nation.
Russia doesn't believe Ukraine is a sovereign nation, right?
Who cares what they fucking believe?
But when they went into fucking Crimea, but hang on. They went into Crimea, we didn't do anything. They went into South Ossetia.
We did, but we ended up...
letting them get away with it.
Yeah, so... do we do it again?
Well, my question is, what is the fucking point?
Well, we have to stand up for democracy, don't we?
Oh, come on. I mean, have you taken some fucking Kool-Aid while I've been away? Fucking democracy, you're having a laugh. Russia is all over, somebody said to me today.
Well, I think we should stand up to him because he's a fucking little dwarf cunt.
Well, he may well be.
How about that?
There's
a fucking nuclear bomb.
What about Sadiq Khan then? Why don't we fucking stand up to him? He's in the same boat.
For Christ.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. But the point is that it's a legitimate question, because a lot of people in this country are asking why. We're so interested in what's going on in Ukraine, but we're not that interested in much of the rest of the world, in particular in Canada, where Justin Trudeau is acting like he is fucking Vladimir Putin. He's actually, Well, people do give a fuck about Canada, but people say if you're going to, you know, you can't even fucking, you cannot be one thing over there and another thing over there. Well, you're either.
What's it you're talking about? You're talking about a fucking left wing idiot who's lost all control of his senses.
Yeah.
Did you see the story last week? He wants to kill the Freedom Convoy's dogs.
No, does he?
No, seriously,
I didn't. No.
He says he's going to put them in jail.
Right. Well, the dogs.
No, he's going to put them in jail,
right.
And if after 8 days they can't find their home for their dogs, their dogs will be destroyed. He literally said, if you carry on...
He's gone fucking mad.
...I'll kill your fucking dogs. Mm. And you're quite right, we in the West should stand up against...
Well, we should do something, or say something, shouldn't we?
We should say something, yeah, you can't really do anything.
But this is my point, you know, this business of being, you know, having the moral high ground over, you know, despots and people who do terrible things around the region in which they fucking operate... It's very fitful, it seems to me. We decide that some people are bad and other people are not.
Well, I like the idea of beating up a fucking bully. So you want to fucking invade Ukraine, we'll kick your fucking head in.
Well, that's fine, except like that we're not very good at kicking people's heads
in
anymore.
That's the problem.
You know. Because we've gone, you know, they're too busy on their diversity day out, I'm afraid, to actually kill anyone.
Well, as I say, they so far our resistance to Russia's invasion of Ukraine amounts to a fucking pea shoot.
Yes. Well, I did suggest at the weekend that Insulate Britain should go and complain about the carbon footprint of the tanks and maybe, you know, glue themselves to the tanks and see how that fucking goes.
The point is, mate, you know, I've got a lot of sympathy for what you're saying. Sometimes you think, oh, fucking hell, what do I care about the fucking Ukraine?
Yeah.
Well, it will.
Because also, let's not forget, Ukraine is an incredibly corrupt country.
Yeah,
Ukraine is being painted by like some people as sort of, you know, this plucky little nation that's being bullied by the Russians. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
By the way, of the 40 million people who live there, 8 million are Russians.
Exactly.
And certainly in the two disputed territories, well, we shouldn't say that, actually. That's what... Putin's
well, they are disputed, though, whether you like it or not.
It.
Well, yeah, but that means they're disputed, doesn't it?
What?
You can't just go, well, they're not disputed because you're disputing them.
Well, we should tell them, fuck off, you little dog.
Yeah, but it's still a dispute.
Fuck off.
Yeah, but it's still a dispute.
What, so what?
Well, the point is you can't not say it's disputed because
it
is.
Then? You think he's a great guy?
No, I don't think he's a great guy, but I just think it's all a bit hypocritical of the so-called saviours of the world.
It's great when a playground bully gets beaten up. My only worry is we're not going to beat him up.
Right.
We're going to end up looking like the wanker.
Yeah.
Got beaten
well,
up by the playground
it's beginning
bully.
To look like that already.
Yeah, I know, because Biden,
because we're being nice. I mean, it's Biden a bit like that line in The Untouchables. You know, the only way you get Capone is when he puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the mall.
Exactly
that's
right.
The way you do it.
Exactly right. But
that's the Chicago
that.
Way.
But we're not doing that.
No, because we're too nice.
Biden said 2 days ago, his actual statement was, America has no intention of fighting Russia, which in some ways is comforting, obviously. But what do you think Putin makes of that? He just thinks, well, great, on we go.
I know.
Yeah, here we come.
Well, also, there's nobody in the fucking Kremlin who's going to go. I mean, I love the way they were reporting it yesterday, saying that, isn't it great? Putin has now managed to get the parliamentary permission to go into these regions. Like, he didn't fucking need that, you planks. I mean, what sort of idiots do they fucking think we are?
Yeah, I don't think it was a particularly significant moment. He gets what he wants.
Well, he just tells them what to do and they do it.
But that's a window into his twisted mind, I suppose.
No, I think it must be awful to be a dissident in Russia. It must be terrible to be somebody who doesn't agree with Vladimir Putin because you're probably going to end up dead.
Mm.
You know, but that doesn't mean that we can go and police every single fucking thing that he does. It might help if we didn't pay him so much fucking money for the gas.
Well, why don't we?
But we can't do that because we're too green, apparently.
I've got an idea. You know all those pictures he does, you know, like topless on a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Judo.
Although he's looking very much older now, I thought.
Yeah, but why don't we in the West, like, plaster big posters up with a big headline over it saying, gay boy.
Yes. He wouldn't like that.
He wouldn't like that.
He really wouldn't.
We will make the world think that you, Putin, are a homosexual.
Yeah, put him on the cover of Attitude.
I think he might be, anyway.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether he is or not.
It's weird, those calendars. Have you seen them? Have you seen the Putin calendar?
Yeah, but it's very Russian, though.
Well, it's not. It's very... fucking him going round.
No, yeah, I know. But that's what I mean. The Russians...
It's too fucking cold.
No, the Russian... I mean, I met a lot of Russians when I used to go to this place in Turkey. And the women were all... I mean, I'm pretty sure most of them were gangsters, right? The women were all absolutely incredibly well turned out, beautiful, dripping with diamonds, bikinis... You know, everything done to within an inch of
money.
Yeah, oligarch money. And the guys were all looked like me, you know, about 20, 30 years older than these women.
Yeah.
But they basically didn't give a shit about anybody else, so much so that, you know, when you'd go for dinner.
What happens when you got billions.
Yeah, when you go to the, like, they were literally pushing kids out of the way to get to the food. I mean, and you know, they in their minds, in their minds, they fucking think that they're right. They're going, who the fuck are you? Oh, you're British? You know, we go somewhere and we think we're right because we're British. They think they're right because they're Russian.
Well, here's what makes me a bit worried, right? So Labour, Tories are saying it as well, even the Liberals and everyone's saying, oh, you know, we've got to do something about all the filthy Russian money here in London. You know, all the property that they buy.
Oh yeah, yeah, like that's come as a big surprise.
Yeah, and they say the same about Chinese, how the Chinese people
and Saudi
houses in the Saudi. Well, I'm very uneasy about that. Because I don't like rules and regulations, and as far as I'm concerned, we live in a fucking capitalist country.
Yes.
It's a free country, and if you've got money, you can buy fucking property.
Well, that's right.
We shouldn't be stopped.
Same as old Keir Starmer calling for Russia Today to be shut down. I was quite pleased to see Boris Johnson say, well, that's kind of what they do in Russia.
Yeah.
We don't do that here.
Yeah.
You know, if Russia Today, as a broadcasting agency stroke network, the same business that we're in, is shut down, who are they going to shut down next?
Yeah.
Because they don't like what they're saying.
That was good, that.
Yeah.
Typical Labour, you know, rules,
shut it down,
ban it. You know, where the state is in charge.
Right.
The thing is, what was strange about that though was that the start of that statement by Boris Johnson, because he was asked, "What are you doing about shutting down Russia Today?"
So right.
Well, I'm not, but I have made inquiries,
yeah.
And we have been in touch with Ofcom with a view to asking them.
We're reviewing it, right?
If that might be possible.
Yeah.
What did the fucking Prime Minister, the government, has to ask Ofcom whether or not they can shut a fucking TV channel down. Fuck Ofcom. Just shut the fucking thing down.
Yeah, but I don't want them to shut it down.
It's typical.
No, but this is what they hide behind all this stuff, don't they?
It's not about whether you want it shut down, but the Prime Minister should have the power to shut it
down. No, Boris Johnson has now become the absolute and utter expert in bureaucratic fucking red tape, as they all do, right? Because remember Cameron's bonfire of the quangos?
Yeah.
He ended up with more quangos. They didn't burn any of them down.
We set up a quango.
Tony Blair was the same.
He literally set up a quango.
Yeah.
To get rid of
Tony quangos. Blair set up the Freedom of Information Act, not so that we could get information, so that we couldn't fucking get information, so that every time you asked for any information, they could say, oh, sorry, we can't give you that. You haven't been specific enough.
Yeah.
And the Freedom of Information Act actually sucks.
He said that because was one of his greatest mistakes.
In the old days.
It was better than nothing. You can get some stuff.
Well, you can, but in the old days, you could still get stuff.
You have to be very careful about the question.
Yeah, yeah, but the point is that if you ask the wrong question, you don't get the right answer.
Exactly right. They zone in on that.
Yeah, or they now turn around and say, it's going to cost too much money to find this out for you, so we're not doing it.
Yeah.
So whereas before, when you wanted to get information as a journalist, you could just ring up the fucking press office of the Department of Defence, and generally speaking, they'd actually give you the information.
Well, I don't know about that.
They
press
would.
Office, press offices never give you information.
Well, it was easier than it is now. Yeah, but now what you have to do is fill out a fucking form, send it in, and then wait for them to fucking come back. Absolute bollocks. Anyway, never mind all that, because I'm going to tell you now about Harry's, offering everyone who listens to this show a one-off trial offer. It's all about travel-size shaving. Now, we've talked about this before. They're going to give you his expert engineered shaving handle, 1-5-blade cartridge, shaving gel and shower gel. And all you've got to do is go to harrys.com/thoughtpolice to have your set delivered free of charge. All you've got to do is pay £3.95 for the delivery.
Excellent.
So, I mean, I've been using this Harry stuff. In fact, it's so good. And when I was in America, I saw loads of it on sale. It's big over there. I might have to get some more when it's finished.
Don't forget me either.
I won't forget you. Well, you managed to get some other stuff, but yeah, we won't mention that because that would be mentioned another time. Let's talk a bit about United States of America, because it was a very weird place where they would have no mask mandates in some places, but then mask mandates in other places. I walked in, coming back from the same trip up to get to the old go-kart place. We decided to pop in for something to eat on the way home, and we were sort of near New Haven, which is not a million miles away from where my sister lives, right? But what I didn't know was that they have a mask mandate. So we wandered into this Burger King, parked the car, wandered into this Burger King, and the woman goes, "You have a mask?" I said, "No, we don't have masks." And she's like, "You need to wear a mask." I said, "Well, we haven't got any." I said, "Why do we have to wear a mask?" Expecting her to say, "Because it protects everybody." But in fact, what she said was, "I'm not authorized to serve you unless you're wearing one." And I said, "Well, in that case, cheerio. See you later." And we left.
I suppose if she's got to fucking obey the laws.
Well, they do. But this is my point. You know, it's literally
full of amateur cops.
Yeah, but it's literally 15 minutes down the road from where my sister lives, where you don't have to wear a mask.
I was covering a court case in Santa Monica. Christian Brando, Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah.
After he shot that guy dead.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
So
That was a troubled family, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I nearly got off. Yeah.
He went up to the boat, put a gun in the back of his head, and pulled the fucking trigger.
Was it his sister?
His sister
who tried to kill herself. Yeah.
He was called Dag Drelaine. He was a part Tahitian.
That's right, because I nearly went to Tahiti, and I was really pissed off because I got a phone call. This is when Today was still going. I got a phone call going, how quickly can you get to Tahiti? Yeah. And I looked it up and talked to my travel agent, and I could get there quite quickly. And they were having trouble getting anybody out of London. Yeah. So they're right, put you on standby. We'll let you know in an hour. We might want you to go to Tahiti. And it was like sort of 7 o'clock at night or something. And I was all ready to go, and I was like, this is fucking one of my dreams to go to the South Pacific and fucking hang out. Imagine how much fun I'm going to have down there. And then they fucking cancelled it.
The mirror had me going, and I turned it down.
No way.
I'll tell you, because they wanted me gone on a Thursday. I wouldn't have got back for at least a week.
Right. A week in Tahiti.
Yeah, but I was interviewing Sylvester Stallone one-on-one.
Right.
Interview made me about $30,000.
Yeah, well. Of course, when you were freelancing,
I was fucked off a bit.
Yes.
The point I was saying is, I was covering that case, and in those days, I was a smoker, as it were. And I came out into the corridor outside the court case to grab a cigarette.
Because those were the days when you could still smoke in the building.
You know, you must have had it a million times. Excuse me, there is no smoking here.
Right.
Some woman.
Right? Yeah.
Who are you then? Do you work here? No. I said, who are you then?
Hmm.
She said, I'm just a member of the public. Well, fuck off then.
Right.
Fuck you. Excuse me.
I got that first day.
America is full of amateur cops.
But I mean, unfortunately, this country is similarly based because when I came back from JFK to Heathrow, right, there was this woman sitting. It was quite an empty plane. This woman was sitting kind of across the aisle from me, and she could have sat anywhere else, right? We were kind of spread out across about six chairs, four of us, and. As you would expect, I don't wear a fucking mask anyway, so I'm not going to wear one on a fucking plane. So I had it on, but, you know, sort of down you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what everybody was kind of doing anyway. Yeah. She wasn't. And at one point, the stewardess, I saw her going up to the galley and then coming back without anything. So I thought, that's a bit interesting. And the stewardess came out, the member of cabin crew, to say, oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I know it's a pain, but would you mind just wearing your mask while you're asleep? And I went, well, sometimes it just slips off. What can I say? Anyway, it didn't stop there. As we left the plane, I didn't actually hear her, otherwise I'd probably said something to her, but mother of my children heard her saying to the stewardess, that family haven't been wearing masks all the way through the flight. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck off, sweetheart.
Thrown into prison.
Yeah, absolutely fucking unbelievable.
So I'll tell you, after we did sort of talking about officiousness and all that, after we did our show in Wallsend.
Oh, yes.
Do you know why it's called Wallsend?
Why is it called Wallsend?
It's where the Hadrian's Wall ends.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
I'm not surprised they ended it there because there are some people who would suggest you might not want to venture there after coming up all that way.
Well, I thought they were great people.
Though. They were.
But you know, there's no doubt it's a former great shipyard.
So. Yeah.
And, of course, the shipyard's gone, and there's no doubt that...
And also, we drove back into Newcastle, and, I mean, that is a jumping city, isn't it?
I loved Newcastle. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we got on the train back, right? And you'll never believe this, Mike. The fucking train arrived at the platform on time.
Really?
And we got back to London on time. Unlike the trip up, in which our train was cancelled. About three trains worth of people had to get onto one train, or people sitting on the fucking floor is a nightmare. Anyway,
that is a nightmare.
Coming back, perfectly nice journey with our producer, Pooch. I'll tell you all about the details of it.
Yes.
He's an extraordinary person.
He really is.
Literally, by the time we pulled into fucking King's Cross, I think he knew everyone on the train.
Yeah. Well, a very garrulous guy.
Any bloke under the age of 30 promised to get a trial for Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
He knows the chairman.
Okay.
So there are all these people thinking they were going to be professional footballers next week.
Well, you never know.
So these people are looking at me. I'm going, don't look at me.
Right.
Anyway. The hostess or guardess or whatever you fucking call, they came around about halfway through the journey and said, "Oh, excuse me, sir, would you mind filling out this form?" And I said, "Well, what's the form for?"
Right.
So, do you remember about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, that Grant Shapps, the Transport Secretary, announced that the government was declaring war on unnecessary train announcements?
Oh yeah,
it was a good sort of populist idea.
Right.
And you remember he used to get on a train and there'd be, or even sitting at the
take your belongings with you and all that.
Yeah, but also, welcome to train 471 to Newcastle. I'm George. I'm your guide.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be stopping at, and if you need any help, bam, shut up!
Yeah, right.
And it was always like really
loud. It's like those very talkative pilots.
So it was about cutting back that. So the one thing I can say is they've turned the volume down, so you can't fucking hear them anymore.
Right.
It's just as... Anyway, so I said, well, what's this form for? And she said, oh, it's about, the initiative to cut back on unnecessary announcements. Mm. I said, oh, yeah, I quite approve of that. I'll have a look at that. So she said, oh,
what about unnecessary fucking forms?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Hey?
So she said, oh, can you fill it out by the end of the journey? And I said, yeah, sure. So I thought, so I fucking took it from her. It was 16 pages on both sides.
Right.
32 pages of questions.
Why?
Fuck off. Like, were the announcements loud enough, or were they not loud enough?
And this is how the government does everything, right? They do it fucking wrong. They can't work out how to do it sensibly.
Yeah, so
dickheads.
I thought, well, I would have filled it in, but I thought, I'm not fucking filling in 32 pages. So I kept it, and I came back down here, and I did a rant on your show.
Excellent.
On the telly. So yeah. Look at this shit.
What a load of crap.
Fucking bureaucratic.
Didn't they also have some other weird thing where Shapps wants to locate the headquarters of National Rail or something in some other part of the country? So they're asking people to nominate where it should be.
It's like Channel 4 went from London to Leeds.
Yeah.
Go further.
Except none of them did.
Why don't you fuck off to the Shetlands, you cunts?
Well, except the fucking the glitterati of Channel 4 didn't go, did they? I mean, Jon Snow didn't fucking go to Leeds. You know, he's never been north of Watford.
No.
You know, well, he doesn't mind. Yeah. He doesn't mind travelling all over the world to cover war. You know, he can't go to Leeds. He's too far north.
Leaving the BBC, by the way.
Can't say I blame them. Yeah. But I mean,
John Sobel.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a great idea that one of the, shall we say, lesser broadcasters than us are hiring them, because it kills two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
You know, the BBC lose people that they think were great, and they hire fucking some useless people.
So, you know, you want to get the BBC, everyone who works at the BBC thinks they're great.
Yeah.
The BBC's great.
Amazing.
You want to know why you're not great?
Yeah.
Because the BBC is fucking boring.
And shit.
Fucking boring.
And expensive.
And shit.
And expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that all goes. Yeah, we'll see how that all goes. Anyway, listen, we're out of time, would you believe? So you've got work to do. I've got work to do. We will be bringing you some news soon of another live show. We haven't got it finalised yet, but we will be doing some more, both, shall we say, varnished and unvarnished, perhaps,
is the
best way to do it. Meanwhile, have you got a message for the people who organised the Champions League final in St. Petersburg? How about you fucking move it, you stupid cunts?
Is it called what's the latest name for St. Petersburg?
I think it is St. Petersburg still.
It's been around
Volgograd or something, right?
Yeah, Volgograd, Leningrad.
Presumably it's going to be called Putineska. Yeah, Putineska.
Because that's where fucking Putin's from.
Is he?
Is everyone there a little dwarf?
Well, I don't know. They've got some very big palaces. They had the Winter Palaces. It's where the Tsars all were, weren't they? Nicholas the First and all that.
Anyway,
shouldn't they fucking move it?
Yeah, we should have been nicer to the Russia over the years. It's our fault. They hit four times, as Rod Little was telling
us. And Rod Little said
four
that, yeah.
Four times they've tried to join NATO.
Yeah.
All we had to say was yes.
Yeah.
And then none of this.
And I agree. I agree. We should have just said yes and we'd be fine.
It's in our historical DNA, of Britain especially, with Western Europe, that you fear the Russian bear.
Yeah.
So this is historical. We're always distrustful of Russia. Mm. Even though today's Russia is nothing like the old Tsarist Russia.
No.
It's Russia.
Right.
Fuck them.
I know.
Arguably, all this shit is out.
No. I mean, vodka and caviar, what's not to like? I'm fucking, Borscht, I'm in.
That's not to like. Borscht. Fucking horrible.
Oh, it's great, though.
I like Russian food. Yeah, well.
Okay. Anyway, that was Kevin O'Sullivan. Still a cunt, you'll be glad to know. I'm Mike Graham. We'll see you next time. This is The Thought Police.
Go fuck yourself.
Bollocks. So I come back from America to find that not only has COVID disappeared altogether and nobody talks about it anymore, but we're apparently on the brink of war with Russia. I don't believe that for a fucking second, do you? No, Boris Johnson has now become the absolute and utter expert in bureaucratic fucking red tape. As they all do, right? Because remember Cameron's bonfire of the Quangos?
Yeah.
He ended up with more quangos. He didn't burn any of them down.
They set up a quango.
Tony Blair was the same.
He literally set up a quango.
Tony Blair set up the Freedom of Information Act, not so that we could get information, so that we couldn't fucking get information, so that every time you asked for any information, they could say, oh, sorry, we can't give you that. You haven't been specific enough. And the Freedom of Information Act actually sucks. There's nobody in the fucking Kremlin who's going to go. I mean, I love the way they were reporting it yesterday, saying that, oh, isn't it great? Putin has now managed to get the parliamentary permission to go into these regions. Like, he didn't fucking need that, you planks. I mean, what sort of idiots do they fucking think we are? Well, he just tells them what to do and they do it, right?
But that's a window into his twisted mind.
No, I think it must be awful to be a dissident in Russia. It must be terrible to be somebody who doesn't agree with Vladimir Putin, because you're probably going to end up dead. You know, but that doesn't mean that we could go and police every single fucking thing that he does. It might help if we didn't pay him so much fucking money for the gas, wouldn't it? But we can't do that because we're too green, apparently. You stupid cunts!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.